Hawthorne Locksmith.
Hey, Kurt.
Hello.
This sounds like you're not in the car.
No, I'm... got my hand full at this exact moment, but you did finally catch me not in the car.
Well, I mean, that's a plus, right?
Yep.
How long till your hands are empty for a second?
Maybe 5 minutes.
Oh, cool. Awesome. So I might have finally found the magic time.
Magic time frame, yes.
Yeah, we finally got to it. How did the calls go with the two calls that you had?
They went pretty straightforward. The Freightliner was a little bit of a pain because the one key worked just fine, but when I tried to make a second one, it didn't. Even though it cut exactly the same on the same blank. So that was
fun.
That was weird.
Like. Yeah. Fun. I guess that's one way, huh? Wow. Do you have a lot of fun in your job? Do you really enjoy it, or is it just easy money for you?
I enjoy it. It's
that's
different
good.
Every day.
It's like challenging a little bit too, right?
Can be.
That's cool. That's cool. Yeah. I think I would like it. It's just something a little bit different than the normal.
Yeah, it is definitely outside the norm.
Okay. Now, I know that nailing down a time for you is like one of the hardest things.
Yes.
Once we
send
you... as I've discovered, once we send you the application, the Google Guaranteed application, again, it's going to go through an advanced verification process. It's not something that's done overnight. We do need that application from you, and we do need to review that with you, which literally takes about 5 to 7 minutes from the time that you've turned it in. We block off like a 30-minute increment. So, I mean, it's information that you all already have because it's literally your information, you know?
What information do you need?
Well, on that application, you're going to be uploading the license, the insurance, the specific information, the tax EIN number, the stuff that's particular to your organization that you already have. And then what they'll be doing from there is just verifying that information before we submit it for a background check through Google. And we want to make sure that we have all the most accurate stuff and that nothing was missed. So we just do like what we call an onboarding call here in order to verify that.
Not a problem. Sorry, next conversation. I was listening.
Yeah. I know what you're doing. What you got going on there is important too. So I don't want to interrupt. So I just basically what I would like is, I mean, if you want, I can just go ahead. Once we get this going, I can just wait for you to send me the application, and then I can call you so we can set aside that very small window for you to review app with my team. If that works for you, that way you don't have me calling you every day like, hey, where's this, where's that, you know?
Check the work. Yeah, I was going to say, though, if you don't get it from me in a few days, you might remind me. Cause
I will. Yeah, and I'm the one that has to remind on my own account, so I would be the one calling to remind you, hey, we need the application, you know? So.
You can tell I get busy.
It gets away from me a little bit.
Yeah. Paperwork in at the top of my head.
I understand. And you do have an option. Like, my team is available. Now, you would have to set aside a little bit longer amount of time. You would have to set aside, like, 15 minutes. If you want them to fill the application out for you and you want to give her the information that's needed, like your social security number, and then you, of course, will have to send the text or email the documents that we need over, but we can fill the application out for you. We have that option as well. Some guys just really hate the paperwork section, so they prefer for us to do it. It is a feature we offer if you're interested.
Yeah, I might go for that. I despise paperwork.
Okay, cool. Well, as long as, and that's why we just disclose it up front, like we would need your social security number. It's going directly into the Pinkerton or Evident ID background checks, which is the top ones that the government and everybody uses. So,
I already have to pass every background check known to man to keep my license.
Yeah, we know that.
Plus,
but
because you can't just do a lookup on the state and see, like, hey, yes, I'm
yeah.
licensed.
I know, and it's not our process, it's Google's process, so especially, I mean, because you and I kind of had that conversation about what happened to you guys with the Google stuff, and you guys kind of, locksmiths, garage door specialists kind of getting, you know, blackballed because people were acting scurvy. Not you, we know that wasn't you, because you've always had your license and you're up front, but still.
Yeah, a lot of people like to try to skirt that.
Which there's really no good reason for it. I mean, I guess they make a few bucks here and there, but I don't know. We're just not those kind of people.
There's a lot of hoops to jump through to keep that license.
Right. Well, you just have to be an upstanding citizen and keep up on it. Like, it shouldn't be that, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I need to set a security question for your account. It's your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Spike, first pet.
Okay.
Because the other two are far more Googleable.
Oh, okay. Okay. I've had people that say, I don't like those questions. Can I get a different question? And I'm like, there are no other questions, but you can put whatever answer you want. Like, you know, as long as you remember what the question was or which one you chose, then it doesn't really matter what answer you put, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I know somebody who uses, let me in already, I forgot my password.
What's that?
Let me in already. I forgot my password.
Oh, that's their hand. That's what they use?
Yes.
That's kind of smart. My brother, he uses like, he'll be like password 1 exclamation number sign, password 2 exclamation number sign. Like he keeps it super duper simple.
Now I have a master password I use for things, and then I put part of the website name in the password, so they're all a little different.
That's smart. Yeah, I keep
different, but easy to remember.
Right, exactly. A slight variation, right? And as long as you remember the couple of variations it is, then you should be good to go.
Oh, there's going to be hundreds of variations, but they're all just like, you know, say the last 3 letters of the website name. Just stuck on the end of the password or in the beginning.
Oh, nice. That's a good idea to keep that one in mind.
Yeah. It wouldn't stop a real hacker, like somebody paying attention, but let's be fair, you're trying to stop a bot that's just trying to found passwords everywhere.
Right.
If you have an actual person trying to hack you, you're probably already done.
It's true. It's true.
Come on, lock, cooperate. There, I got that one. So I have the full list of info while we're waiting here. I'm going to get my hands free.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I said, what is the full list of things you're going to need?
The full list of things we're going to need is you're going to need to give us the business license, the insurance, the tax EIN number, your social security number. Of course, we have like business name, years in business. The business address. We already have all that stuff on file.
Business license. Sorry, I'm trying to think what that one is. That's the just the state. Or?
Yeah, here I can tell you, and I can send you like a text with the list. Hold on 1 second. Exact one, Texas. Where are we?
Are you talking the locksmith license or
the Texas State Security Contractor Company? Class B license with locksmith endorsement.
Oh, okay. So the security license. Gotcha.
Let me text you that.
Do you just need the number or?
No, they'll need a copy of the license.
Okay. Don't know that I've dug one of those out in possibly ever.
Oh, goodness gracious. We're just reaching for the stars here.
So usually it is like, here's the license number. It's available on the Texas website. Like, You can just type it in and it'll show you all the info. I'm not even sure what they use as an official printout.
Right. Which, I mean, if, and again, since we're doing the application, since you've opted for us to probably do the application for you, they may be able to just go ahead and pull that because you have the license number, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's written on everything. It has to be.
Yeah, and we're down to help. I mean, again, we want to make it as painless on you as possible, you know?
Yeah. I've got one last lock here, and then I should have three hands.
All right. God gave you an extra hand, huh?
That would make things go faster.
Yeah, I agree. Just in life, period. I don't even mean in this particular situation.
Might look a little funky, though.
It might, but, I mean, if everybody had it, would it really look that weird?
No, but it's true with our bilateral symmetry, you know? Like,
yeah.
It sprouts right out the middle.
Well.
Really long, really long nose, maybe?
Something, right?
Yeah. All righty. Should be a visa?
All righty. I'm ready. Go ahead.
4005.
Mm-hmm.
Which are just the starting numbers for all the visas. 7108.
Mm-hmm.
0008.
Mm-hmm.
8305.
Expiration month and year?
0526.
3-digit code on the back.
496.
Okay. And then what time or day do you want to schedule that onboarding call?
You can try me midday tomorrow. So far, nothing's booked.
Okay.
We know how that goes.
We do know how that goes. So when you say midday tomorrow, do you mean at 12?
Yeah, anything 12, 1-ish, somewhere, anywhere in that range.
Okay.
Even so, 2 would be fine.
This call is going to be coming from our 877 phone number. I'm going to be calling to introduce you to your onboarding agent in order to go ahead and get it going for you and to do the application with you. Okay. So let me see here. I want to verify this card number, make sure I have all the correct information because it did just come back invalid. So I want to make sure I didn't put something in incorrectly. 4005-7104.
No, 7108.
Oh, that's it right there. The keystroke. Jack me up. Probably the fingernails, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, this can get you.
You know? Okay. There we go. May 2026. Okay, we're going to try again. Okay. All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead. Do you think earlier the better, 12, or you think like 2? We can even do as late as 5:30.
I think anywhere in that mid-time is going to have an equal chance of being valid.
Okay. So we're going to give it a go tomorrow. I'm going to take a stab here. I'm going to pick 12:30.
Okay.
And we're going to go for it.
All right.
And then I'll be calling from the 877 number just to get you going and introduce you, okay?
All right.
All right. I will talk to you soon, Kurt. Thanks for your time.
All right. You might try calling twice if I don't answer, because
I will.
877.
Yep. And then I'll try to shoot you a text right before too. I don't know if you see my text when they come through, right?
Sometimes. I mean,
okay.
They make it through, but sometimes
okay.
I see them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, because you're busy. I mean, your voicemail box is always full.
that's intentional. My phone doesn't tell me when I have a voicemail.
It doesn't?
Nope.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay,
yeah, so
all right.
I find it's better to just leave it full so nobody thinks I got their message, and then to let them leave a message, and then I don't hear it for 3 months.
Yeah, well, there's that, too. You know, and I mean, my phone gives me... like voice to text messages, which I personally love. If the person is talking very far away from the mic, then I'm not able to hear them. But I mean, you miss like half the message in the middle, you know, but it's not usually like that.
Yeah.
All right. So, I look forward to talking with you tomorrow and working with you, getting all this going for you. Okay.
Alrighty.
Alright, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time, Kurt.
Talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.